Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Does life feel a little more hopeful to you these days? You know, we seem to be getting out more. We seem to be getting back to more of what we're used to. I think we're seeing the exit from the pandemic, at least for now. But the last 14, 15, 16 months seem like a time where we were living in the dark, that we were living at night. And in our gospel reading today, Nicodemus comes to Jesus by night. And I wonder if that's not true of all of us. I wonder if we don't all come to Jesus by night. Some have said that Nicodemus was hiding in the darkness, or that he was embarrassed. He was scared. He didn't want to be seen or caught. Others have said that Nicodemus wasn't a true believer and that his faith was shallow and superficial. And a few have even said that it was just a matter of scheduling, and night was the only time that Nicodemus and Jesus could get their calendars aligned. You know, maybe, but I'm not sure that that's the full answer. I don't think it's really any of those. I think there's more to it than that. John is using night in a particular way, and it's not our usual understanding of the word. John is using it to describe a condition or a circumstance. In John's gospel account of that night, Jesus says, "Night is the time when no one can work. You know, we must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work." Our usual daytime activities, well, they have no power or meaning in the night. We're unable to create and sustain our own life in the night. Further on in chapter 11 of John, Jesus speaks of night as the time when we stumble because there's no light in us and we just can't see the way forward. Night is the separation, the fragmentation and division within us that can become a betrayal of ourselves and others. And remember Judas. In John chapter 13, we find out that he got up and left the table, John writes, and it was night. Night describes those times, like in John chapter 21, when we fish, but we catch nothing. Our efforts prove fruitless, and our nets remain empty. So coming to Jesus by night is not necessarily a statement about the time. Nicodemus' motive, or even his faith, it is rather a description of Nicodemus and his life, a description that probably fits all of us at one time or another. Coming by night is the recognition that there is a daytime Nicodemus and there's a nighttime Nicodemus. Just as there is a daytime Bill and a nighttime Bill, or a daytime you and a nighttime you. By day, Nicodemus knows who he is. He has an identity. He's a Pharisee. He has a role and a reputation as a leader of the Jews. He knows and he applies the law. People listen and follow him. He has his particular place in society. He fits in. He has security and power. But by night, Nicodemus is lost and confused. He can't see or understand. Nothing makes sense. He's in the dark, as we like to say. His work, his accomplishments, his reputation, his place in society, they no longer provide stability or answers. Everything has changed. He is stumbling in the dark. Daytime certainty has given way to nighttime questions. And Nicodemus comes to Jesus and he asks, "How can this be?" You know, by day he keeps the faith. By night, however, his nets are coming up empty. He's looking for something that the daytime life just can't give to him. Now, we probably all know what that's like. We live daytime lives and we live nighttime lives. By day, all is well. We live with a sense of security and identity. We have our place and our purpose. Our life has meaning and direction. Daytime reveals what is. But darkness reveals nothing. By night, everything is hidden. We stumble through the darkness, grasping for something to hold, seeking answers and explanations for our life. Everything gets turned upside down and nothing is certain. In the dark, life doesn't make sense and we don't understand. The night is a time of vulnerability and questions and wrestling with life. We're almost always better at daytime living than nighttime living. Yet we've been taught to live daytime lives. That's what our world values and rewards. We want to be daytime people. And that means we spend our time looking for information and answers. We build our reputations. We desire recognition and approval. We establish our place in life. We buy stuff and we gain wealth. And we want predictability and control. We prefer what is safe and familiar. Daytime life is the life that we create for ourselves. And there's nothing inherently wrong with that. We all do it, and we need to do some of it. Some of those things are necessary. The problem is that daytime life keeps us stuck in the cycle of always having to create and recreate our own life. And somehow we never get enough. We never quite get there. It seems that that which is what we want is always beyond our grasp. You know, that's important information to know. It means that we keep doing the same old things and we expect different results. It means that no matter how hard we try, or how much we gather, or how much we know, something will always will be missing from our daytime life. It will always be less than the life that God intends and desires for us. Because you see, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above. No one can enter the kingdom of God without being born again. And no matter how full, beautiful, or successful daytime life is, it will always be incomplete. It will be fragile and fleeting. You know, how could it not be? It's the life that we have created for ourselves, and what is born of the flesh is flesh. When we realize that about ourselves and our life, that's when we enter the nighttime life. And here's the irony. The very life that we create for ourselves often become the circumstances that take us into the darkness. We keep doing the same old thing, but nothing changes. We're so exhausted, we can't muster the energy to recreate our own life one more time. We have everything we want, everything is fine, but something is lacking. Those and 1,000 others like them are the start of our darkness. Most of us do whatever we can to avoid or get out of the darkness. Nighttime living isn't much fun. It's difficult, uncomfortable, even painful. It's not our first choice. And we must always remember that what is born of the flesh is flesh, and that there is more to us and our lives than what we can create for ourselves. It's why we're called to the very opposite of daytime living. We're called to letting go instead of possessing, hunger instead of fullness, self-denial instead of self-satisfaction, change instead of the status quo, self-examination instead of blissful ignorance. And we are called to darkness rather than light. The great temptation in the nighttime is to think that if we just get the answer, if we can just understand and explain it all, well, then we'll know what to do. We'll do it better this time. We'll do it differently this time. Things are going to change and we'll get what we want. And that's what Nicodemus is doing. How can these things be? He wants an answer. He wants information. And that's just more daytime living. It doesn't work in the nighttime of life. The nighttime of life is not a situation to be resolved, or a problem to be figured out, or a question to be answered. As difficult and painful as it may be, the nighttime of life is the path by which we are born from above. The discomforts of the darkness are the forces that push us into the new life to be born again. This nighttime birth changes everything about daytime life. This second birth gives meaning to, completes, and fulfills our first birth. This, however, is the work of the Holy Spirit and not ours. We cannot do it ourselves. So don't flee the darkness. Don't fight the night. Let yourself be born. The pain of the darkness is God reshaping, reforming, and molding you in the likeness of Christ. And isn't that what we really want? Isn't that why we've shown up here today? What better time than in a transition out of a pandemic to get honest about the dark places in our lives? All of the brokenness in our lives, all of the sin in our lives. We will get honest about those things. But we will do it all in the shadow of the cross. All of that nighttime stuff comes under the cross where we are redeemed by the blood of Christ. Nighttime of life, no matter how dark, is always filled with the promise of new life. Full life. Abundant life. God's own life. What Jesus calls eternal life. Why settle for recreating ourselves one more time when Christ is dying to give us a life that we could never create for ourselves? And so be it. Amen. Will you join me in prayer, please?